All right. Good evening, guys. God bless your hearts. If you hear some background noise, that would be people in the neighborhood shooting off fireworks. But I don't know if you can hear that or will hear it, but everything is okay out here. So Happy New Year. And boy, what a year it is. Bob did a great sharing, I thought, last night to help us build a greater vision for 2021. And tonight I'm going to be teaching on a subject I've titled Love is Not Easily Offended. So let me ask you, have you ever been so filled with love for someone, so overcome with feelings of gratitude and appreciation for what they mean in your life? You've been so moved to a place of affection that's literally seemed to kind of just spill out and all over you? Then guess what? That person can be affected, say, by a bad day or, God forbid, a bad mood and didn't quite return your sentiments as you would have hoped. And in a moment of time, all the love that was so built up and overflowing within your heart goes completely dry. And in its place, we find hurt, we find resentment, and sometimes bitterness. But when these things happen, maybe the words, love is not easily offended, begin to echo through your mind as that love well runs dry. You know, only moments before, we had been willing and ready to pour love into this person. But now, guess what? I feel slighted. Don't I deserve something in return? Aren't I entitled to receive at least a little something for myself? Shouldn't this be a two-way street? You know, but no, love is not a two-way street. It's much more like a river. Love flows in one direction. It's always moving, always providing, never concerning itself with how or when it will be filled up again. But like a river receiving the rains, when they do come, we receive with simple and humble gratitude. You know, love is not something that can be taken by force. It can only be given freely and graciously received. I mean, you're familiar that so many times in the Bible we're reminded of how much we are loved. It kind of happens axiomatically that as we begin to reflect and realize and understand just how much love we have received, we begin to realize we're faced with ample opportunities to pour love into someone else's life. And so a great question we can all ask ourselves maybe as we move into this new year is, do we see those opportunities when they show up in front of us? Love was once described as thoughtful acts of giving. And you know what? It's a never-ending well that continues to produce a great-tasting, healthy, and refreshing remedy for life's ailments. I have never heard of anyone ever saying that they were being loved too much. I must admit that I spent years of my life looking for love in all the wrong places. Maybe you found yourself there too, or maybe you have been there. But boy, once God reached out to us and spoke to our hearts and we got into a relationship that changed, we realized we were looking for love in the right place at that point, but it was God who drew us to him and placed us in that perfect place. You know, for those of you that were on the call last night, Bob shared that to have repentance is to change in its most simplest form, and he encouraged us to not only reflect upon our lives, but also to then go to God and have a talk. You know, many times I think it could be that we just need a huge mainline dose of love. Love heals, love covers with silence, and love soothes and heals the broken heart. You know, it's one of the most sought after yet elusive things in our universe. How many songs do you think have been written? How many poems and other types of media entertainment, for that matter, have been written around the subject of love. And yet it's elusive for many, many people. You know, the hardness and misconceptions that we have learned from birth emotionally many times by teaching or experience, they've really skewed the viewpoint of so many that the answer to the very thing we struggle to receive is left out there like the proverbial dangling carrot. It's the thing that we seek, and yet it becomes so elusive. And so I propose that there is a great solution to this age-old dilemma, and that's getting to know the author of love, who is love himself. I think we realize God's not just loving, he is love. It is not something he does, it is who he is. It's not a religious act to talk to God, it is the response to the cry of our hearts to know him. And I truly believe that if we will take a moment, we will find that it is in those quiet times of reflection in our secret place that we meet with the greatest and our greatest lover. In 1 John chapter 4, I think is certainly one of the most wonderful records giving us a description of God, his love for us, and then also what we can do for one another. In 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 and following, says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love." Verse 9, "In this the love of God was manifested towards us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation, the payment for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another." Verse 12, "No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us and his love has been perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love. And he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him." Verse 17, "Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us." Verse 20, "If someone says, 'I love God,' and hates his brother, he's a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also." You know, these verses are so descriptive and so informative as to who God truly is and what the vision he has for us and for those who know him now and for those who will get to know him. So I truly pray that this year of 2021 can be a time of growth with, you know what, countless opportunities to share God's goodness and his amazing grace and love. And they're out there, they're in front of us. And on closing tonight, on the eve of this new year, I'd like to share something entitled "Without Love." Without love, this world stands no chance. Without your love, your world stands no chance at all. Love sees all. Love believes all that is good. Love endures, love sustains, love doesn't reckon evil. Love always begins with John 3:16. God so loved the world. Jesus carried that love all the way to the cross. You and I, indeed, the entire world, are the beneficiaries of that kind of love that would go to the cross. He did it. Jesus only had to do it once and for all. If we only love those that love us, we have a nice circle of love. Bravo. If we love those that don't love us, then we begin to start moving into Jesus's territory. Love is light, turned up to its brightest level. When you love the leper, you can hug him. When you love your enemy, you confound him. There's nothing for him to say. He either makes the choice or he doesn't, but at least he had a chance. Love goes all the way. Love does not stop at obstacles. Love obliterates obstacles. Love does not limit an unlimited God of love. When we embrace the fullness of this love from God, then we will truly be disciples of the Master. You can love no larger than you yourself are loved. Perceive, reckon, and embrace this love from God so that you will be able to reflect what you embrace. Time is short. The day is at hand. Love today like you've never loved before. Love is born within you. Love is constantly being poured over you. In the end, only love will have mattered. In Matthew 5, 44 and 45, it says, however, I say to you, love your enemy. Bless the one who curses you. Do something wonderful for the one who hates you, and respond to the very ones who persecute by praying for them, for that will reveal your identity as children of your Heavenly Father. He is kind to all by bringing the sunrise to warm and rainfall to refresh, whether a person does what is good or what is evil. I think this year of 2021 can be a year of us outpouring the love that God has so graciously blessed our lives with and enabled us beyond our own human ability, so that we just give away what we've been so blessed to have received, okay? So that really, in a nutshell for me, is the heart of what I wanted to share. It's a simple subject, but, you know, I think the challenge is just go out there and live the love of God and, you know, see the opportunities before us, and then have the wherewithal just to be filled with such great compassion that we, you know, have a heart to love like God does. So I'm going to have a prayer here, and then we'll be on our merry way, huh? Heavenly Father, thank you that you are a God of goodness, grace, and such abundant love. And Father, it's not just something that you do, it's something that you are. It is who you are. And you have poured that love nature into us, Father, so graciously and so freely. I thank you that we can just let go of ourselves, allow the Christ within us to overflow, bless people, to bring forth healing and refreshment and deliverance and joy and whatever the need may be, that it truly is from a heart of love that these things pour forth. We pray for the year that has passed, Father, and for the memories that have enabled us to become better and stronger and more faithful. And we've worked through some turmoils and some issues and things like that, Father, but we've come out on top. And I pray that as we move forward into this new year, that you will pour out such a great opportunity for us to walk with a tremendous amount of love and heart and compassion, and to bring healing and wholeness to this world in which we live and which is so broken. Thank you, Lord, for just working in our lives and in our hearts, and that you are our all in all and everything. And thank you, Jesus Christ, for what you've done on our behalf, such a huge price that was paid so that we can now walk freely in fellowship and in the living room and throne room of God's goodness and the Holy of Holies that so many other generations never had the opportunity to really enter into. So we pray for each person who's called in, for each saint who is a believer, whoever confessed Jesus as Lord is still alive today in this country, in this world, and that during these times people are moved to embrace you, God, and to look to you. And thank you, Lord, for teaching us each individually the things we need to know today, tomorrow, and all the days to come. We love you, Heavenly Father. We thank you that you have been so gracious and good to us. And our hearts pour forth with thanksgiving. And our lips offer praise to you, Father. That we rejoice in everything. We pray in everything. And in everything, we're more determined to look to you, Father, for your perspective, your wisdom, and the solutions that you have as you strengthen us and energize us in your love. Thank you for God's people tonight. Thank you for a blessing upon our country, and upon our world, Heavenly Father, as we humble ourselves before you. And we submit ourselves to the authority of your will, Father, knowing that you are the almighty creator of this universe. And you see things in a far greater depth and with far greater understanding. And we know we have a great, great, great hope, even beyond when your Son returns to gather the church. So we pray for this. We pray for a great year of loving you and loving each other and pouring out our hearts of love to this world and for those who still are looking for love in all the wrong places, that we can direct them in the right and proper way. Pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.